Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Joanna Rodriguez, well documented on the show that she has this great relationship with her boyfriend Jason, and also well documented on the show that Joanna wants nothing more than to spend the rest of her life with him.
Oh, and in parentheses, plan a really awesome wedding.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, of course.
Secondary, of course. Fine, she got a good man and all that, but she also wants to plan a really cool wedding. So, you know, we've taken a lot of calls from listeners before that have said, you know what, just let it go, man. Let it go. Be, you know, let him do this at his own pace. Let him do it at his own time. And Joanna, at least on the surface, has told us, you know what, you're just letting it go now.
Mm-hmm. Right, because she's snooped before, right?
Yeah, I've snooped. I've seen text message. I found a piece of mail. I love going over again how much I snoop through his things, but I do.
To make it sound crazier the more you talk about it, like, yes. I can't believe this is you you're talking about.
I mean, I don't think I'm crazy, but I'm sure maybe the general public might think I'm crazy.
So now we're all kind of invested. Now we all want this engagement to happen. We like Jason, we like you, and Jeff came in today and said that he took another step backwards maybe in this whole thing?
Like I said, I let it go, but that doesn't stop me from thinking that every vacation there might be a proposal around the corner. So this past weekend, we went on the snowboarding trip, and I thought there were plenty opportunities for him to do, you know, to propose and everything. And
did you bring
a
special outfit or anything in case he did?
No, but I did ask him. I said, should I bring anything nice? And he said, no, why?
So you guys stop bringing it out.
Just absolutely reset.
If he was planning on it, then that was the comment that made him not do it.
Yes. All I asked is if I should bring something
nice.
You know what you're really asking him.
I am telling you from experience, and you can ask Jessica. The pressure was on for a while for me to ask Jessica because we ended up having to move. We moved from Arizona to Philadelphia and then...
Got to the point we gave him crap on air about it.
Yeah, and that didn't last long. So, like, I would make a conscious decision. I was very aware of when she brought it up. And if it came up on a Sunday, like, it wouldn't happen that week. I just wouldn't. Like, I was not... It had to completely
We have to figure out a way how to reset. Radar. We have to reset your attitude about this whole thing, because you keep falling into the same thing where you say, look, I'm over it, and then you give him another sign that you're really not. You have to do something so drastic the other way, like break up with him.
No, she
for him
to
get back on the track of him really taking you seriously about not being eager to be married.
Just not talk about it.
Well, I don't want to go too far with that because you tease saying that you took a big step backwards and we're not sure why it went backwards.
Yeah, okay. That's another sign.
But in just a side note, he doesn't help out either because I have to pass this like big billboard on my way to home every day where it's like engagement rings. And one day we pass it together and he goes, "Oh, honey, do you have to look at that every day on your way home?"
Oh, no.
So he's rubbing it in. Anyway, so we were in Utah and we were killing a Friday. We were there because the couple we were spending the weekend with had to work that day. So we were like just exploring Salt Lake City and everything. And we went to a bookstore and I bought a book and we were just sitting there talking. And he started telling me that since he's going to school in the fall, he's going to get his master's degree, that maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea for us to be planning a wedding as he's getting his master's because we're going to be spending money.
Which is a 1 or 2 year program.
I believe it's a 2 year program.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Now it's like,
and
hey,
so
we're going to be.
That means it would be a year and a half or 2 years before he would propose?
I don't know, because then he asked, well...
Or 2.5 years.
He was saying, wouldn't we just postpone the wedding until after I'm done with school? And I said, nobody gets engaged for 2 years, and what's the point of being engaged? Mm-mm. You might People as well do. Just wait, because at that point, it's a promise ring. And he goes, oh, I can just get you a promise ring? And I'm like, no.
A promise ring is really the shut-up ring.
Mm-hmm. Here's, here's what he's doing. He is right now attempting to throw you off. He is attempting to stop...
Jeff...
No, I'm telling her.
She thinks the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't,
you do?
Yeah. Don't bring it up anymore. I know you are incapable of doing it because you're pretty convinced the world revolves around you. But just
that's
under
coming
this,
from someone who feels the same way.
Right.
That's
how I know this.
But just for this,
give him 30 days. Don't make a hint. Don't make a ring joke. Don't make a wedding joke. Don't make a comment.
I agree with that.
Will launch us into a totally different conversation, but this is the same advice that I gave Tracy, and I got so much heat for this theory, mm-hmm. is that I think in a woman's mind, I will say it again, go ahead and send me the hate emails now, that I really do believe that in your own mind, you have now have to create a date that is acceptable for you in your own mind to be engaged by, and if Jason doesn't reach that date, then let it go. Let them go, because mm-hmm. this is my theory here, is that I have known way too many women that have been in serious, serious relationships, and they waited for that engagement ring, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. 24 came by, 27 came by, 30 came by, and at 31, he left her for somebody else or decided that that wasn't his future. So now you've got 6 years where you could be out there dating, seriously looking for your soulmate or finding the guy that you're going to spend the rest of your life with that he's robbed you of. So my theory is, don't ever tell him what that date is. Never say it. It's in your own head. And if he reaches your timeline, great. If not, it is time to move on.
Yeah, but I just think we're still really early in our relationship. We've only been together 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking 5-6 years. I would totally agree with you, but... he is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, so I would wait those 5-6 years if that's how long he wanted to wait.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
So no deadline for you. You don't have to. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Let's back up. So let's chew on this for a second here.
Yeah.
What did you want to say there? No deadline or yes deadline?
I would say yes deadline. But yeah.
Do you think if we were living together, there would need to be a deadline? Because we don't live together. So
I think it's good that you don't live together. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really smart move. And I think Bert's right. I think some sort of internal line for you in the sand, because I think if you wait a really long time and it is maybe, 5-6 years or whatever it is down the road, there's going to be so many disappointments along the way that it kind of ruins when it actually happens. I don't know. And I mean, yeah. I think that you would be really sad if all of your friends got married before you and you and Jason been dating longer than them.
And I agree. I mean, I've known people I know a couple that they were together for 8 years. And of course, you get comfortable and you think, well, this is the guy I'm going to be with the rest of my life. And he broke up with her, and then he had gotten engaged to his next girlfriend within 6 months.
8 years out of your life.
Eight years out of your life.
30 years is a huge piece of real estate.
And guys, you're going to have to talk more about your psychology, because it seems to me that a guy only proposes when he feels he needs to, or like, what does it take for a guy to propose? Because I do think that, the whole, what your grandparent would say, well, you've already given him everything, so what's the point in him asking you to marry him anyway? What is it about a guy? What is the change? Are you afraid you're going to lose her and that's why you ask? Or what is it?
I think my thought was that I had to have everything lined up just perfectly before I got engaged. I wanted to have a good job. I wanted to have a really sweet career. I wanted to have money in the bank. I maybe wanted
to
have an apartment.
Provide, to be able to go to her father and be like, I will take care of her for you.
I just wanted it all lined up perfectly, for it. And then I realized later that time really didn't come. It's not all lined up perfectly. And I had the same thing when we were talking about having kids, is like, I need more money in the bank. I need more this. I need more that. There really is never a perfect time.
But then I think there is a certain population of guys who appreciate the fact that this is 1,000% uniquely theirs.
Yeah.
Like the whole
package
is theirs. And I think that if you have one of those guys and he wants it to be completely his, you set yourself back every time it comes up. Every time you say to him, should I bring an outfit? He's like, oh my God, let it go. And it's making him mad and he won't say it. But I'm telling you, in his mind, he's going, let it go.
Here's Monica. Hey, Monica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
No problem.
I wanted to tell Joanna, I gave my fiance an expiration date. We had been dating for about 2 years, and I was always told by all my guy friends and my father, a guy knows in 6 months if he wants to be with you, period. Hmm. And I wasn't in the mood or young enough to be drug out for 5 or 6 years dating a guy. So I knew, I told him, you have an expiration date. I'm not going to tell you when it is, but you do.
Wow.
So he proposed 9 months before that expiration date, and we're getting married this year.
Is that
good
right?
Good for you.
But you did.
But
you
tell him what
right.
it was.
She
I
told him she
smart.
Had a gun that was loaded. Mm-hmm. She just didn't tell him when it was going off.
Exactly. I told him I love you, and I know I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I knew he did, too. And part of his was making sure things were in order in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that, but I wasn't going to be the girl on the sidelines waiting for years for him to get his life right when I already knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good for you.
Yeah. And I agree with you also that guys know if they want to be with you for the rest of their lives, I think, before you think that we know.
Do you know in a year?
Yes.
Within under a year.
For me, yes.
Well, in two. Like, Joanna's been with him for 2 years, so he knows.
I don't think in my head that he doesn't think he... I mean, we want to spend the rest of our lives together. I've saw the email saying that, you know, it was going to happen in January, which I hate the day that I saw that email because that's when all this started.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just think maybe like Bert, maybe he thinks like I want... all this to be perfect. I want to get my education out of the way. I want us to be out of debt.
Have written that January date.
Maybe. I don't know. And then because I saw it, maybe that's why he's like changing it now.
Yeah,
I don't have
Jeff's
a doubt.
Saying.
I don't have a doubt in my mind that we're going to get married. It's just driving me crazy now because I don't know when it's going to happen.
Because you snoop and you bring it up and you wait for him and he's not going to do it on your terms.
Well, this is who I am and I'm not changing. So he needs to figure that out.
Then I hope you're happy being single.
Hey, Dell, good morning. No.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about expiration dates and should women have like a mental expiration date in their mind and then bail on the dude if he doesn't meet it?
Well, sometimes I think you should have an expiration date. It depends on how long you've been with the guy. I think you said you've been with him 2 years and you have your own place. You live by yourself and he lived by himself. But the same thing happened to my sister. She met a guy down here in Georgia and together for 7 years. Hello?
They've
been together for 7 years, and she thought that's the guy that she, you know, wanted to spend the rest of her life with and everything. They wouldn't board a home together and everything and thought they were going to get married, and this guy left her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard too many stories like that. Or a woman goes across country for a dude, gives up her friends, gives up her family, gives up a great job, comes to Atlanta, then 3 years later, dude decides he wants to go in a different direction. I will tell you this. Look, I know from personal experience that I was in D.C. and I got a job in Dallas, and Stacy's flat out said to me, look, this is the only hometown I know. If you want me to go to Dallas with you and you want us to be together, then you better put a ring on my finger before we go to Texas. And I sure enough did.
Yeah.
She told me later that I really didn't have to, but
that's, only because
that's
you
just
did.
Mean.
Yeah. She didn't really mean that. But yeah, when producer Tracy was going through this with her husband, Scott, we gave, what did we say? 2 to 4 years is that kind of gray area. But was it 3 or 4 years that you have to really start questioning whether or not you're going to get to, you know, get married?
And
when
I
does
think
that
that's a sliding scale on age.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the
I think the younger
person.
You are, I think the longer you can be together beforehand. Like, mm-hmm. when I got married, we had been together, what, like 5.5 years? But we met when I was 19. 5.5 years now? Oh, hell no. Okay? Like, now my sliding scale would be a lot shorter. So.
When does that happen for you now? So, like, now he's talking about not proposing for another year or so. At what point in your head do you say, okay, this is a dude that can't commit. I got to bail and I got to check something else out.
I'm still sticking with the if I wait. I'll wait for him.
Forever.
Forever. Even if forever means we're living together and it's a common law marriage. Like, why
you
is that
him.
Any different? I love him.
There's nobody else for you. You love him. So he can take as much time as he wants.
I mean, I would love to have a wedding and I would love to have people there, but he means so much
well,
to
then.
Me.
Well, then.
Then never say that again on the radio.
Zip it.
Get it? The Bert Show.